So thank you, Sarah, and thank you for putting this session together. And whether you'll thank me depends on what I say, of course, but about FDA, but in any case. So good morning. I chaired a panel that was commissioned by Senate Appropriations to look over FDA, starting with the food safety report that they did in 2007. Okay, now I have to figure out how to, there we go. And I have the report and I have a cover on a slide. It's book length. And basically we were charged to try to help FDA, if that's what it was, to improve the whole ecology of food safety. Very, very daunting, very difficult task, and I think we made some good suggestions, and we've been working with a number of people within and outside FDA over the past 6 months to try to help invoke some of the principles and some of the suggestions that we made. The only point I would make at now about the origins, which you can read for yourself, is that when we first went to Senate Appropriations to hear them out before we started the panel, food safety was a very front burner, intense, important political problem for them, which is why they commissioned this. And then 18 months later, when we went back, it still was. Nothing had changed, actually. There were continued outbreaks and continued problems and continued enormous amount of political pressure. So here's the report, and I can help anyone with it. So we dealt with the policy issues. One of the things we were initially charged to do was to look at the economics of all of this, about the way FDA functions. Very, very challenging for any number of perspectives. First of all, economic analysis is difficult to begin with. And in the end, what we found was that we couldn't even get the kind of information on how a large federal agency actually works from an economic and spending perspective, and it just wasn't possible to do. And then when you add in the sheer complexity of the food system in this country, it was very, very difficult. So we felt that we could make our recommendations without benefit of direct economic principles and data, but we had a lot of ex-senior FDA managers on the committee who were able to guide us and know what was feasible and in fact, what wasn't. So in 15 minutes, this large ranging report is just not reportable, but I'm going to talk about some of the policy issues and hopefully it'll raise some questions, and I'm quite happy to have you question me. The first policy issue is how best to regulate, and that may sound a little bit strange, but one of the things we considered in detail, we thought that there wasn't enough scientific evaluation of administrative models in general, both, again, within and outside of FDA. We detected political impediments to their work. There are a lot of different national models in the developed world, problems dealing with scoff laws, which I think is a pretty important problem, actually. And we certainly learned that one approach wouldn't fit everything. So we made some recommendations to bring more regulatory administrative science in, more outcomes evaluation, and particularly more risk-based assessments and management. And we're continuing actually to work with FDA informally to try to at least make our case clear and help where we can. But basically the committee activity is over, and that's going to be a little bit difficult to do over time. And so our plaint was that we think there should be alternate models to, if you will, clean up the food safety system using standards, taxing, and maybe the best way to look at this is something we stole from the Canadian government, which was just a toolkit on how to regulate. And so it ranges from from taxation to just education to loans and loan guarantees, all the way to the far left end to public ownership. And I think the purpose of this was just to enable us to say, look, there are a lot of different ways to get a job done. And one of our requests to FDA is that they consider different models of governance and different models of regulation. And this is just one little graph that sort of covers the whole waterfront. Another policy issue was that we found was handling data. Very, very difficult. There are lots of surveillance systems. I'll go to the next slide and just show you some of them. All good, probably not all evaluated, and we don't know exactly whether everyone is necessary, but we know a lot of these work very well, and they're very, very important. But the question then is reconciling all of them. And lots of challenges in food safety data. The states and localities don't report things easily. They have self-imposed restrictions. Sometimes there are state laws. Sometimes there are fears of HIPAA, the revealing clinical information, clinically identifying information. And so we argued for modern analytical and data management approaches, more risk-based approaches. And in the end, what we suggested was that we actually have a separate Office of Food Safety Information and Analysis, a high-level agency. It doesn't have to be an agency. It really just is an office to put their epidemiological and risk management skills all in one place, separated out from the people who have to do the work of controlling the health system, and try to reconcile the difficult issues of bringing federal agencies together and interactions between the states and localities and the federal government as well. And there are a tremendous number of impediments for that. Another policy issue was how to strengthen the food safety system with respect to legal underpinning. I think the most important thing that I can say now is when we started this in January of 2009, there were several potential bills before the Congress, and there are still several potential bills before the Congress, and nothing's been passed. And there's lots of chatter as to why that might or might not be, but unfortunately, that's the case. So the Institute of Medicine doesn't endorse specific bills, but some of the things that we recommended included mandatory recall, which surprised me when I first got into this, that FDA doesn't have. Registration of all the elements of the food production system, traceability, so you know where foods have been and where they're going, and all of that as well needs to be well documented. Speeding up the guidances that suggest to industry how to prevent the food safety problems, and then biological early warning systems. So there are lots of things to do, and many of these things are in the laws that were before the Congress, but for a variety of reasons, nothing has happened, and we're almost at the end of a Congress now, and I personally doubt that anything will happen now, but one can only hope. Another policy area that we spent time with was effective communication. FDA has had advice from their own committees on how best to do this, improving the modes of communication, the science underlying it, interacting with the states and local educational communications organizations much more fully. There really is an important question as to who owns food education, or food, particularly food safety education. Very, very difficult to do. So, in the end, we thought that FDA was really front and center of all of this, and particularly when problems occur, that it should speak with one authoritative voice. And all of this is laid out in the report. And then the last policy issue that we covered, I can't say we invented this, but those of you interested in food safety at the federal level may know that there are at least 15 agencies that have an important role in food safety. And our fundamental recommendation was that, in an evolutionary manner, that the important federal food safety agencies be amalgamated into one. excuse me, so that would include FDA's role, CDC, and the U.S. Department of Agriculture particularly. I'd like to say we invented that, but we didn't. That idea has been around for many, many years, and we still think it's important, and we laid out a whole set of continuing arguments as to why that might be the case. So there's a lot in this report. Some of it is policy speak, but a lot of it is very practical, and we hope it's underpinned as much as it's possible to do that. So this is the real food chain, and I want you to forget what you learned in biology. And our goal, all of our goals, I think, is to move, is to put food safety everywhere except the doctor's office and the hospital, and try to move it all back as best we possibly can. So I mentioned the complexity and size of the food system and food safety. We didn't deal with imports. We didn't deal with biodefense. We hope we might be able to do that at some point, but they're just huge enterprises that are difficult to do. And as I said, we didn't deal with economics. So my last task then is to thank everyone who's been involved, the staff and staff of IOM and members of the committee. I'll show them their names in a moment. All the people at FDA who took time to work with us and talk to us. The commercial entities who have a very important part in food safety. And then all the public health workers and inspectors and scientists and environmentalists who help keep our food safety system where it is now. And all of them need to be thanked for what they do. So I don't have time to talk about the people who are on the panel, but from my perspective, this was a food safety dream team. And it was really a pleasure to work with all of them and with the staff of IOM. So I think I'll leave it there. And maybe, do I have any time for questions?
Yes, you do.
Okay, so I'd be happy to try. Yes. Could you speak up a little bit?
I thought one of your recommendations was that any global responsibility for food safety inspections take states. I was wondering if you could speak a bit to that recommendation and if states can do a better job than FDA, particularly given like CAA and some other responsibilities.
Okay, so the comment was among the, we actually spent a whole chapter on the relationship of FDA's work to the states, and basically, some of you may know or not that FDA contracts with the states to do a lot of the food safety work right now. So this is not a new idea, but we actually suggested that more of the work be transferred to the local level under contract. And of course, it has to be managed and it has to be evaluated and so forth. But we suggested that, and we made, I think, pretty strong arguments that a lot of, as is often the theme of APHA, that a lot of this local action is local, and I think probably there's better control of the food safety system. We're not arguing that we don't need an FDA. We certainly need an FDA, and it has to oversee all of this. But we think there are efficiencies to be gained by that transfer.
It's been my understanding that the USDA and FDA have wildly disparate inspections, with the FDA maybe inspecting facilities once every 10 years, and the USDA having daily inspections, so just very, very different. And I've heard about this notion of having a single food agency. What about a single food inspection agency?
Okay, so I can only answer, it's a tough question, and I can only answer it very cursorily. First of all, we were in charge to evaluate USDA per se, and you're right, they do sit daily and look at the canned soup and all of the things and some of the meat and all of the things that they do. A lot of people told me along the way, and I have a lot of colleagues at the vet school at Iowa State who actually said that that probably they're doing too much of that. And I don't know if they're right, but some of them used to work for USDA. And so my own feeling is that if we had a single agency, a single food safety agency, that we could take the best of all of them and put them together. In terms of FDA only being able to inspect some places, you know, every 5, 10, 20 years, that's the truth, and I think, you know, I think that's the data. No one would argue with that. The problem, that's the reason why I went through the piece on better ways to regulate. We need to find other systems, because I don't think FDA with any amount of inspections can get to all of these places. Further, we'd like to think that inspections isn't the only way to deal with food safety problems. So this isn't only an inspection problem.
Thank you. Yes, that, I'm sorry, but we don't have more time right now for questions.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.